virus in the Arctic that is gonna, you know, be reawoken, because they can, because viruses, very non-complex organisms, they can just kind of exist in this frozen cryonic state until they're reawoken. It's like the 2,000 year old yeast that we talked about way back when, that people could still make bread with from Egypt, from the pottery that they found in museums. Mm-hmm. It's like that. And what's interesting is, as of the most recent week, there's this kind of new disease that's just popped up in China that no one kind of really knows where it came from. And it's starting to spread around. And I'm thinking, well, that's kind of close to the same part of the world where there's these glaciers and frozen things. And this story is from Tibet. So I guess what I'm just trying to say is, we're all going to die from a crazy epidemic. Thoughts, feelings, comments, concerns?
A lot of concerns.
All of the above?
All of the above. Because I know the same thing's happening in Alaska. And, like, it's... Yeah, I heard about the deer carcass. Like, they're like, yeah. I didn't realize they... Like, I knew they killed the reindeer. I didn't realize there was also a village nearby. So that's terrifying. The other terrifying thing about the permafrost melting is our seed reserves. So they basically take seeds from all the plants that we have on Earth. So in case something happens, like a global catastrophe, we have like base seeds, and they keep them in, I think it's really far north. I can't remember what country it's in.
Oh, it's like Svalbard or Norway or something. Mm-hmm. And it looks in this like really gnarly, futuristic, kind of modern looking bunker. Like, it looks like a place where you would store something for humanity in the far future. Yeah.
It looks like it would be in a Marvel movie, yes.
Exactly. Like, it looks like a S.H.I.E.L.D. headquarters.
Yeah. And their problem is, like, because the permafrost is melting, we're getting these diseases coming back up. But also, like, they didn't expect that that permafrost would melt because it's so far north. And so they're like, oh, what do we do? And so, now we're getting diseases. They've discovered ones we haven't seen before. And, like, it's going to contribute to probably, like, food shortages and all of this other, like, crazy weather we're having. And you're just like, everything is not fine. And I'm going to sit, as I am, in my blanket hoodie and cry.
I'm currently on a country that's on fire. Well, less on fire than it was, which is good because of the rain. So I'm really happy about that.
So you're in a country that's on fire. I'm in an area that should have snow. And we have no snow. So, this is not fine.
No, it's not fine. Can you give us a happier story?
I can. So, I think you guys should tweet at Maxwell and tell him what you think our themes are. Because we both have themes for our recordings. Besides his tundra. So, the BBC posted that the mystery of Napoleon's missing general was solved in a Russian discovery. So this is Napoleon's favorite general, has officially been identified through DNA tests after a one-legged skeleton was found under a dance floor in Western Russia.
That's a lot to unpack in that one sentence.
So many things happened. So, and I'm sorry, I don't speak French, so this is going to get real weird. They confirmed that the skeleton belonged to Charles Etienne Goudin, as French archaeologists said.
Charles Etienne Goudin?
He was 44 when he was hit by